We've also got this question that has been sent in by Simon, who says,
can animals mate and give birth in space?
It's a good question.
It is a good question. Can I break that down into two things? So let's talk about the animals that we know have mated in space. So we know frogs have mated, salamanders have mated, sea urchins have mated, fish have mated. We're not sure about humans. So they're the animals that have mated in space. Then you have to look at offspring. So there are some that have given birth in space, and there are some that have conceived in space and then given birth back on Earth. So we know frogs have successfully reproduced, salamanders, sea urchins not so much, fish have successfully reproduced. I was looking at this, and the best research seems to be done on mice, and they had mice conceived in space, and then they brought the embryos back to Earth, watched their development. Not as successful. So not so many successful, healthy mice were born as would have been born on Earth. So this is almost certainly down to lack of gravity. So there must be some...
Really? Not just radiation?
Well, that's what...
Isn't there incident radiation in space?
There is, but that's unlikely. You know, when you're only talking a few days on the space station, which is shielded and in low Earth orbit, so anyway's got the protection of the Earth's magnetic field. Certainly the conclusion of that paper was that there's some gravity factor acting on the embryos.
Anna Laura?
How is the fact that they're in space? It must be really stressful for these animals. How is stress being taken
that's
into account?
Really, well, they probably haven't. If you were a mouse floating around in a windowless box, you know, that's not an unstressful environment. So, yeah, absolutely. It could well be that. It could well be that. I think there is a bigger, if you're going to talk about stress, there's a bigger moral issue. If the point of doing this research is so humans can reproduce and live in space, either in orbit around a planet in zero gravity or on the moon or Mars in lower gravity, then what are the morals of actually raising a child in that sort of environment? For the same reason we don't raise children in remote Antarctic bases, should we actually be raising children on Mars? And I think that's a more interesting question almost.